Hey everyone, your designers are here. I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly with My Soulful Home.
We've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you today, so let's get started.
Hey everybody, it's episode 35, and today we're going to talk all about curtains. So, and by curtains, we mean drapes and curtain cafes and swaggy things and
the whole shebang.
The whole shebang, covering up your windows in style and with good functionality. And today, our podcast episode is brought to us and you by Jord Wooden Watches. If you guys don't know about Jord Wooden Watches, you're going to want to check them out. Terrific for any kind of graduation gift for yourself, or a graduate, or a Father's Day. It's a great man gift, but there are beautiful watches for women. I have a couple of them, and every time I wear them, somebody asks me about them. They're really definitely a...
they're styling.
Very stylish and a signature piece. And you can wear them, you know, tight as a watch or like loose as a bracelet. We love them. So you can check them out at... woodwatches.com.
Ooh, okay.
And the name of the company is Jord, J-O-R-D. And for decorating it tips and tricks listeners, Jord is nice enough to be giving away a $180 gift card. And for that amount of money, you can get pretty much every watch that they have on the site. And so we're going to put that in the show notes for you.
Hey, I ordered the Cora Zebra Wood Turquoise Face Watch, and I'm pretty excited about it. So it's not here yet, but I'm really looking forward to it coming.
Oh, how pretty. That one sounds nice.
And I like to wear a watch, like a little Flava Flav going on not around my neck, on my wrist. I like a very
She's such
big,
a rapper.
Big boyfriend watch that I wear like a bracelet with another thin bracelet. And so check out the Frankie if you like a big face, and check out the Zebra Wood. It's gorgeous.
Oh, that's so pretty. I got the Cora style and the Koa with the rose gold face. That's the one I ordered, and that's coming my way, and I'm looking forward to it. But I have other Jord watches, so I am not new to the Jord watch. I am a Jord girl. I like it. I had stopped wearing a watch for a long time when I had my phone with me, but Jord is more like, you know, it's functional because you can tell the time, but it's jewelry. Yeah, love it. Okay, so sliding right into functional curtains and stylish curtains. When I think about curtains, I do think first of something practical, like how is it going to function in the room? Is it a bedroom? Is it a living room? You have different considerations. So Yvonne, why don't you tell us what kind of curtains you have in your house, and then Anita can chime in.
Well, the curtains that I have in my house are just the straight, you know, the straight to the side on the way down. I don't have swaggy, fringy, frilly, pom-pommy, valance type curtains.
There's
at
nothing
all in my
wrong
house.
With pom-pommy ones.
No, but I just don't have them in my house. And I have, I like my drapes. They're really not what I would call like the star of my decorating show. They're definitely a supporting actor, and I like them in the background to give some softness. So they're usually very muted, and I don't have tab. I have grommet. I have the kinds, you know, the rings with the little clips. And I did make drapes for my living room and dining room, and they are gathered on a makeshift rod that I sort of put together and painted so it would all be the same color. Mine are pretty plain, pretty light. Oh, except for my family room. I made my family room curtains out of $4.95 sheer curtains from Walmart. So we can talk about that later, but those were made. So that's what I have. How about you, Anita?
Well, I've got some beautiful curtains from Bally Blinds, and I write for their blog, and I've just got some beautiful curtains that they sent me, and they're mostly the pleated ones that come straight to the floor, but I really like these because they look structural, they look weighted, You know, that's some of the problems with some of the curtains. Yes. You really want them to have, you know, if it's a lightweight fabric, you probably want them weighted in the bottom, because I used to make curtains. You can actually buy these weights.
They're not flying all over your room.
Well, but I mean, I think I like it to kind of look straight down, like you were talking about. Sure. I don't want them so, you know, I want them to have some structure. So I like that these are very structured and pleated. And I've gone with simple patterns in my bedroom. And then in the dining room, I have cream colored curtains, but they have a ball fringe on the edges that's really beautiful.
I love that. I love those curtains that you have.
Yeah. And one of my first sewing projects was making curtains for my house. I don't ask for pictures because I'm not even sure I can stand to show those. But, you know, I think you do. You can make your own curtains, but do be careful because, you know, unless you're making some kind of flowy ones, they can look a little homemade. So this was my first sewing project. And when I was working with those guy engineers at the paper mill, I'd go home, you know, on the weekends and sew, but I couldn't tell them that's what I was doing. So,
yeah, you talked about different things in the
So how about you, Kelly?
Well, at this house, I am sort of in the midst of putting up curtains and deciding. I wanted to, I like to live in a house a little bit. I mean, obviously, we had so much going on here. I wasn't going to put curtains up while dust was flying all over the place. Yeah, so I'm kind of getting to the point now where I'm putting them up. The living room is done, and I love the living room curtains. I mean, they're draperies might not be a word that people use, but these are kind of draperies because the ceilings are super high. But they're, again, very linear, just you know, on either side, framing the windows. I don't have a lot of space, so they're narrow. I would not be closing them anyway because I have natural woven blinds under them. So they're really just for the look. And again, they're in a very light white sort of nubby-ish
That sounds so beautiful.
Texture. And I got them from Smith & Noble, and I absolutely love that company. I've used them for years. In our first house we ever bought, I had a little, you know, when the sort of the poofy blinds, like the really soft, soft, soft Romans were in, I had them make one for my bathroom. And ever since then, I thought, this is a great company. They've been around for a really long time. So anyway, they came and measured and installed, and I love those. And then in the office, I just have something that I had in the other house, and I just put up temporarily. And in the girls' rooms, I have tab tops, which are not really my favorites because it's a little too, I mean, I like casual, but it's just a little too casual for me. A little messy sometimes. And, you know, the girls don't, you know, readjust them the way I would like them done. But they're perfect for in there. And they're from Pier 1. And they were really inexpensive. And they were even on sale. So they are gray with a little bit of metallic running through them. Very light shimmer.
It does sound pretty.
Yeah, so they look really pretty.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't have anything permanent in the master bedroom. In fact, Smith & Noble is coming on Thursday of this week, and they're going to install what I purchased for there. So I can talk about that when those go up. But I think what just initially I'd like to talk about the, you know, the functionality of curtains when you're deciding what room for them to go in, and deciding whether or not you need lining or privacy or blackout and all that sort of thing. Do you ladies have curtains with that in
You know,
them?
That's those are all wonderful things that we should talk about, but I have a curtain confession.
Well, do tell.
Yes. Okay. There's a Pottery Barn outlet about 5.5 miles from where I live. So I frequent that often, and they have the best sales on gorgeous curtains. So I was looking for a curtain for one of my guest rooms that has some blue in it. So I wanted to get, I saw online their linen lined, beautiful, beautiful curtains that are basically white with a light blue motif, but just very soft. So I went down, and sure enough, I found two of them.
Woo-hoo! Nice.
So I know, score. And I think like I you know, I probably paid under $25 for each panel.
Wow, nice.
So yes.
Bargain hunter.
And I love it. So I brought them home and put up the first one, and it puddled beautifully on the floor. I was so excited. I got the, you know, the rings with the little clips, and that's how I hung those. And then went to do the other side, and the package was mismarked. and it was size too short.
Oh, no.
Now, the problem is...
devastation.
Yes, because first of all, it's a final sale at a Pottery Barn outlet, and I went back and I couldn't find another one.
Uh-oh. I'm so sorry.
So it's like, what do you do? What do you do? They just look so perfect. Mm. But one was like beautiful, like a ball gown. The other one looked like high water pants, you know?
No.
You know, little short.
When so the flow of OCD, that would just be driving you nuts.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing I'm not. So yes. I figured, well, the one curtain sort of hides behind the bed.
There you go.
So unless you are a guest getting into that side of the bed, you would never know it's a high water curtain.
Unless you listen to this podcast. We all know.
Yes.
And then they tell two friends.
And they tell two friends.
Words out.
So I have these mis-sized curtains that if you were standing at the wall looking down the line of the wall towards the bed is, it just looks so awful.
Anita, when we go visit, if we have to share that room, I'm just not going to be able to sleep all night knowing what's going on there.
I know. Well, and there's all those space bags under the...
The space bags under the bed.
If they catch a rip or something, we'll be blown through the ceiling.
I know.
We'll land on the lawn with all the pillow inserts.
I just feel that like...
that would be a soft landing.
That's such, you know, it's like, oh, do I keep them? Don't I keep them?
I'm glad you kept them. Just
go with
it. I
can't find anything else that I mean, you know, it's just like you have your heart set on that.
Yeah, you know, and it's your little special thing. It's kind of cute.
And here's my thing. My sister has not made a comment, so I know it's probably okay because she'll say like, Yvonne, did you know, and she's been sleeping in that room.
The sad truth is for us bloggers is it's kind of sometimes more about how it looks on camera.
Oh, absolutely.
Than how it looks in person, because you know sometimes the way you do things in life, it doesn't photograph well. So our houses tend to be all set up for great photography.
We all have
those little spots, you know.
All the guests have to come in at a certain angle, just the
angle.
Yes, we're like, well, oh no, don't go around that side of the chair.
Come back here. It's bad luck to get in the bed on that side.
And I even contemplated pushing the bed so far over that I'd only have young people stay there. They call up the bottom of the bed, but I figured that's not good.
Only people under 8 years old can sleep in there. Thank you for the confession, and I know you feel better about it. I'm a little disturbed, but yeah,
and disappointed, right?
And a little disappointed. No, actually, I think it's I love you even more that you went with it.
Okay.
So if you do end up, we were talking about lining. If you do end up doing linings, it is going to be a little more expensive, but it does give you a really nice professional look, and the curtains hang nicely. It also protects the fabric from sun damage. So if you spend a lot on your fabric, you know, you might think about the sun is, you know, coming in and getting it from the back.
And I think it can look kind of weird when you've got sometimes, you know, your curtains typically go wider than your window. And when you've got all that light coming through behind the curtain and it becomes obvious that the curtains are hung much wider than the window, I think it looks a little funny. So
that's a good point too.
And so I think it's good to have that lining.
Yeah.
I also think my theory is hang them high, swing them low.
Oh my.
You know.
Are you sure you're not from Texas?
And that's when you hang. I hang mine as high as I can make them go.
Oh well,
that's what I was going to say.
As low
next.
To puddle on the floor, and also as wide as I can make them. So you're right. A lined curtain oftentimes doesn't show the light coming through. Although there are sometimes you want it to come through, and it's beautiful when that's the case as well.
Yeah,
I want to point out what you just said, Yvonne. I just want to restate it because I think it's so important to hang those curtains as high as you can get them, because there's, and maybe it's even a foot above your window, that's okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because you really, I think the thing you really, just like the rugs, we said if they're too small, it really ends up looking skimpy.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the curtains. If you've got them too, you know, if they're not nice and full, if they're just squished in next to your window, it doesn't look as generous and beautiful as if you've spread them out and made them high and you know, kind of thicker on, you know, on either side.
So. But Anita, here's a huge dilemma. I have this. I have in my master bedroom that we're just starting to redo, I've got one window to make it symmetrical on the outside of my house that's very close to my wall. And I've got three exactly the same windows. It's like,
well, I have something similar. I have something similar in my bedroom, and what we did to work around them is the curtains on that side of the wall. Normally, I just pull the curtains all
to
one side.
So if
I have two windows, I pull them to the outside of the windows. But on this one place, I had to move the curtain over to the other
inside.
Side of that window.
Yeah,
because
that's
there was
the
a
only
column
way I could. Yep, I could figure.
Right in the corner, and you know
smart.
What? Nobody even notices.
Okay.
Or if they do, they're so polite they don't say anything.
Mm-hmm. No, now okay. So we're talking now about the width of the curtains and mounting them high, so we can get into details about that. Now, Anita, I love. Are you talking about in your master bedroom how you have the rod, but then the curtain is only on the one side?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so it's
that's
on the,
my.
The left side on both windows, right?
Well, normally that's correct. Well, on this one wall, because I have a column in the corner, but I do love that look just to do one panel per window. And if you have two windows on one wall, you pull them to the outside of each window.
That's a good idea.
Right. But on this particular wall, because of the column in the corner, I had to go to the right side of each window on that wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, because in the picture it reads to the left, right? But on the, it's in the right. Is it on the right in real life? I don't know. Well, whatever. You know your bedroom better than I do, but I've only seen pictures. But I am going to copy that because I have the same problem. And, well, I had it in my living room where I told you we had the linear drapes done. I made them as thin as possible because I knew I wasn't going to close them. But wide enough so they looked, you know, luxurious.
Cool, I want them to look skinny and
just real. But it was so, it's so tight. That, you know, I just didn't have room for this, you know, the yards and yards of fabric.
Then I think, yeah, just pull it over to the other side so you can have the fuller look.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do, and tell me if this is what you did, I think in the master, because I saw the picture of your bedroom, which I'd probably seen 100 times, but I didn't have this dilemma in my head at those times. So I'm going to put a rod up and then just pull and have the panel come over to just one side of each of the windows.
Well, yeah, and I think that
they're separate
about,
windows.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And to me, I just leave the curtains pulled over. I don't use them for light control. The curtains in my house are just decorative. I have the bamboo shades.
Yeah,
that
me
cover
too.
The
that's
windows,
what I'm going to so, have the natural woven shades. But we're not talking about shades today. We're talking
no,
about
I know, but I'm just a, yes, but it's
here's
related.
Another dilemma, girls. In my the front of my house, I have arched, big, tall arch windows. And that's like, oh, what do you do with those? And again,
that's a dilemma. Those are hard to do.
Yeah, they are. So I actually had somebody come in and just sort of mull things over with me about it. And what I ended up doing is treating, I have three windows in my living room, three in my dining room, but two on the same wall. So I just use those, pretended they were one window, even though there's space in between. And I dressed the left side that starts above the arch and just on the wall all the way down the left side. And then on the right side, I mimicked that all the way down
well,
the wall.
And I want to point out, it is beautiful. And I want to point out, because you know, whoever's listening may not be able to see your room. You actually did a rod just as wide as the curtain, right? It doesn't even go across the window all the way.
No, it does not. It's stationary.
It's beautiful. It's
just
a great
decorative.
Idea.
And then on that, and on the...
So she cannot use the curtain to pull across the window because the,
no,
the rod is just as... So the rod is only like, what, like about a foot wide or 18 inches or 2 feet? Isn't that right?
Yeah, I think it's bigger than you think it is. I forget
probably.
What it is, like 27 inches.
But it's not like
6 feet.
It's only like two
no.
feet.
No. And then on the opposing wall where the third window is, that's not dressed at all.
Okay. It's beautiful, though. Let's put that in the show notes. Go
yeah, there's so many things that you can do. But if any, and we have like in our gable room, because we have a big gable window, the ceiling's vaulted. We started our curtains. Again, I just did either side because I have, it's a bedroom. So I have block out blinds that come down, but they retract back up almost into the window. On either side as well, but you've got to keep that rod as high or a little higher than the very top part of an arched window, or it really looks funny.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So those great. So the curtains that you have that you were giving the details on, it's almost like shutters. They're just flanking.
They are flanking. Okay. Now, I made the ones for my living room and dining room, and I lined those. And I don't know that I'm ever going to do that again.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Now, they look really nice, and it was worth it, but they're, I think they're, you know, almost 10 feet. So, you know, it's a lot of material. And so, I did the same thing for the gable room, and that was 19 feet.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
But now I just got smocked burlap curtains for in there. And, oh, they're so beautiful.
Those are beautiful.
They're my faves.
And how wide is that smocking? It's pretty generous, isn't it?
Well, oh, yeah. You mean deep?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Gosh. Maybe two and a half feet.
Oh, that's
wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Deep, very generously mm-hmm. sized. So yeah. Let's talk about the bottom of the curtains. Are you for pooling or against it? Because it seems like that's a strong opinion people have.
Okay, so we're really talking about, yeah, the bottom, but we're talking about the length, right? So we're talking right. Hanging mm-hmm. them as high as, let's just go for that.
Hang first. High, hang swing the, low.
Hang high, swing low. Okay, so hang high, uh-huh. you know, is above the molding from your curtain. Mm-hmm. Now, it really depends on how high your ceiling is. You mean you don't want to go feet and feet above it if your ceiling
yeah,
is
yeah, you don't
high.
Want to go up like 5 feet above. But, right. you know, mm-hmm. a foot or two, I think, is lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, or if you've got maybe, you know, 12 to 20 inches or something above, maybe just split it. Mm-hmm. You know, go 10 inches above or 6 inches above, mm-hmm. something like that. You can just sort of give it an eyeball mm-hmm. and see what seems to make sense.
And so, if you're purchasing standard curtains for that, mm-hmm. you're only going to have so many options.
Right. So ready-made curtains mm-hmm. generally come from about 63 inches to 144 inches. Mm-hmm. So you may want to take that, you know, measure it out before you install your rods.
And then maybe you want to go a size higher, a size longer.
Right.
And hang them just a little higher. Exactly.
Hang them a little higher. And mm-hmm. if you
well,
have
the taller
to hem.
You need, the harder they are to find, I will say that.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
That's true.
The longer the curtains, the harder they are to find mm-hmm. because yes. it seems like they're all made for a house
84,
that has
96,
foot, with 8 foot ceilings. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if you have 9 or 10, well, you may have a harder time finding mm-hmm. something.
Right.
Ready-made.
So yeah, and definitely, you know, if you're not sure and you're in the store, and particularly if you're, you know, getting a deal like Yvonne thought she was getting, you know, buy two of the bigger size mm-hmm. or more.
As long as you're not looking at it, it's a deal. I mean, as long as you're not seeing behind my bed, that's
so
right.
So I like to do like a trouser pleat finish at the bottom where the curtain is touching the floor, and it just makes a
little crease,
you know,
little bend.
It just has a little break.
A little break, like on mm-hmm. a man's mm-hmm. trousers hitting mm-hmm. his shoe. Mm-hmm. And I like it like that. Because the pooling, I've got a big collie, and the last thing I need is her rolling around yes. on top of a curtain.
You know,
that's
and
so
it really
funny.
Depends
Emma does that.
Mm-hmm. on the look and the material.
Well, that's true. If you don't
and
have the flouncy.
And where you, and where yeah. they are.
Because you need kind of a soft, flouncy look if you want the pooling, I think.
Well, the burlap I pooled, and it's it's beautiful.
Oh, no,
the ones in my living room and dining room are sort of pooled. The Walmart curtains that I made out of $4.97 panels,
go, girl.
They're little tiny. There's a break in them. But then I've got curtains on two windows that we have like a bump out to our back door in our breakfast area. They're like capri. There's like wearing capris, you know, because they're white grommeted curtains.
Right.
And they, could you imagine how filthy they would get?
Right. Mm. And grommet doesn't really go with puddling in my head.
No.
You know, it's a more casual sort of crisp look.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hang them. So they're hanging, they're not sweeping low. They're hanging high, but they're not coming low. As a matter of fact, they don't touch the floor for about 2.5 feet, maybe.
So what Anita's saying, and I have that in my living room. I have that sort of nice, just little break, and it's about 2.5 inches longer than need be to achieve the puddling or the pooling. So mm-hmm. Usually it's 1 to 3 inches for that sort of stylish luxe mm-hmm. yeah. look, mm-hmm. and then you can go as much as 6 inches that very romantic
yes,
you know, just sort of, maybe that's better for a bedroom right. or even mm-hmm. I could see a little girl's room like that,
but
as long as she didn't want to roll herself
or
in the curtains.
Animals,
if you've got small
pets,
kids or pets, mm-hmm. that may not be the best.
That's
the
right.
It yeah. may not be, but that's, you know, definitely
it is a romantic
something
look,
you can
though.
Do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it depends on the fabric. Like Yvonne is saying about her burlap curtains, mm-hmm. which I definitely want to check out those.
And they're soft.
They're online,
they're
correct?
They're unlined.
And, right. So burlap unlined will gorgeous. Puddle and pool. But mm-hmm. I had burlap. I loved these curtains from Ballard Design. They had the also the burlap-y fringe, a very...
I know, just... I yeah, know
maybe four or five inch fringe.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So the fringe created sort of the drop on the floor that I liked, mm-hmm. but they wouldn't have puddled because they were lined, and it was just, the material was not going to give fall nicely, mm-hmm. but the fringe did that. And I love those curtains, and I have to say, I have a little confession. I'm not using them right now because they're just the wrong lengths. These windows are much taller in this house, so I needed a tree skirt for an extra Christmas tree that I put up in my kitchen this year. So I took them out and I wrapped two of them around the tree, and that worked really well.
She's a regular Voila! Scarlett O'Hara. But I hope you took the curtain rod out first.
Oh, yeah. Took the curtain rod out. Yeah.
I do have one more little curtain confession. Uh-huh. I bought a curtain. This goes back to this whole episode with me buying the wrong size curtain. So I looked on Pottery Barn's website, and I thought, oh, those are the right curtains, and bought just one the right size. Well, it was not the right color dye lot.
Oh no. This never ends.
No. Well, there was a happy ending.
Okay.
Do you know that hot glue pillow that I made? Mm-hmm. That yes. was the curtain.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
The motif was just perfect. And I thought, I'm not even going to send this back. So it became my hot glue gun glued together pillow.
Fantastic.
Good for you.
Go for it.
But it's not up in the bedroom because it wouldn't look right.
Right. Okay, so now we have the length. So, definitely if you think you want puddling, go a little longer. You can mm-hmm. always hem them yourself. It's a straight line, or at your dry cleaner or something, you can find somebody who can inexpensively take them up an inch or two. It's better to have a little more. Just like we're saying, sometimes it's hard to go back and find the curtain again in a longer length if you decide you want some puddling. Mm-hmm. Now, how about the width? If you're trying to cover the width of the window, either for privacy mm-hmm. or just because you want to close them at night or to block the sun in the day, how much fabric would you ladies suggest that people have?
Depends on the curtain style.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have a grommeted, you don't want to go horrifically over. You don't mm-hmm. have to. But I would say at least two times the window.
I'm like a three times the window girl.
Yeah,
so we exactly. got two and a half, exactly. three.
Yep,
well,
exactly.
It really depends on, if we're talking gathered, I think you could go two and a half, three. But if they're right. pleated and you want them to, and you're actually going to close them, then you want them when they're closed that they're exactly
fit.
Covering,
yeah.
you right. know, that they're custom right. done. So that one's a little tricky. I think it depends on the mm-hmm. curtain type.
Okay.
And but so now, when I'm making mm-hmm. them, I would say two and a half times, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Agree. And so now you mentioned the word pleated. So that takes us to sort of the heading mm-hmm. of the curtain. That's obviously makes sense to the top of the curtain, right? So there are different mm-hmm. ways mm-hmm. that you can affix the curtain to the rod and how it can be styled when it's attached to the rod. So there's the pleated, which can be sort of as narrow as like pencil pleats or
and
a
I
flat
think that's
box
a pretty
pleat.
Can be a pretty formal look.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's a pretty formal mm-hmm. look. It's really structured and it does mm-hmm. definitely reads more formal. And then for those, you either have the rings sewn on or
well,
you
they
have
fit in,
the hooks.
They fit in, yeah, the hooks. They fit mm-hmm. in that tape on the back.
That's right.
Right. So,
and if you want to make curtains, that's the beauty of it, and you want to make the pleated, you can buy this pleating tape, and it's really
so easy
to do.
Is yep. it easy? It doesn't look easy to
well,
me.
You sew it on, and then it kind of pleats for you. It's really quite lovely.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
mind-blowing. That's magical. Okay.
It is.
You
it's
make
like
that in a no-sew pillow in one day, and be like, you're a magician.
It's like my ruffler for my sewing machine. It's like magic, yeah.
You have a ruffler? Mm. Is that how people do that?
I have like four rufflers. I mean, seriously.
Get out of town.
She is a major sewer.
I know she's a major sewer.
She likes to come across as like, I just do it once in a while. She's the real deal.
Yeah. But I didn't even know that. I thought that was like people ruffled by hand ruffled.
Well, you
people
can
do ruffle by hand.
It takes forever.
A long time.
It takes forever.
I would imagine.
And okay. So I've kind of perfected the whole way of doing it because I've made a lot of ruffles in my day.
Okay. So, okay. Well, we could ruffle a curtain, yes. But we're not going to go into just ruffles now.
Right.
And then, we have for the heading, again, the simple rod pocket. Mm-hmm. And that
if you're sewing, that's the easiest. Yeah,
that is the easiest one to do.
Well, one of the easier ones. That's true.
Or no, I like the rings. I'm such a ring girl.
Yeah.
The ring with the clip.
Put a ring on it.
Yeah. Well, you are. It's akin to jewelry. So yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the rod pocket, really, I think the only thing you have to really think about is how wide is your rod.
That's true. Oh, you got to make sure it's
going to
fit.
Oh, I've made curtains and forgot to double it. And
yeah, I've
done
that.
That's a nightmare. And you go to put it on and you go, oh, this is way too small.
Yes, and then you have to dig out your seam remover thing. Yes,
seam ripper. Yes. She doesn't even know what it's called.
Thing.
Good try, Cal.
Yeah, thank you. I should have just left the word thing off.
That hooky thing with the sharp thing on the end.
Exactly. And then, of course, the basic, which includes the flat, and you can use the rings or the drapery hooks that the rings attach to. That's easy to open and close. That's kind of what's nice about that.
Yes. I really, really like that look.
And I like you can also, if you buy a curtain that's already made and it has the rod pocket, you can just use those. You don't have to take the rod pocket off or redo it. Just you could put the clippy rings on.
And here's the interesting thing. Because you have from the way it hangs to the little clip to where you attach it to your drape, you actually elongate your drape a little bit.
Yes.
Did you use that on your little problem in your bedroom?
Well, I had another little problem.
Yvonne has chains.
You know those absolute, and it worked out perfectly. My absolutely beautiful burlap drapes.
Yes,
we were. I thought I was going to put it on the rod like a pocket, and so Bobby measured it, and I said, Bobby, you have to have this exact and add 3 inches. Well, they were a little short when they came. And I think it was our fault. We didn't measure them correctly. And so I said, well, better yet, because the rod they're on is another one that is sort of a makeshift one. And so I did find the rings that go on it. And I think it shows off the smocking beautifully.
Oh, right.
Well,
it gave us just enough so we have a nice puddle.
Bobby said a big phew. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Okay.
No, he gets a big pass, though. He helps so much.
Close. But you know who has great rings at a reasonable price and in nice different finishes is Home Depot. Home Depot.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. Did they acquire Home Decorators Collection or something? Yes. Were they always the same?
They're part of that. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, in the Home Depot Home Decorators, they have these little bags, and they're about $7.99. Mm-hmm. And they have the antique brass. They have silver, sort of a nickel, and they have an oil rubbed. Very nice and very inexpensive. I think you probably get 10 or 12 of them.
Good to know. So we can just go to Home Depot.
Yeah. So you can go to Home Depot. And then, so we're talking now rings. Now let's segue into rods. You have your classic, just the adjustable pole with the finials, the thing that fits together, and you can make it different, the different sizes that you need. And then you have the return rod. Does anybody have that in their house? The one that kind of makes a big, it's almost like a wide U, and it actually goes into the wall with screws. Do you guys have that?
I've seen them. I don't have them. They're gorgeous.
I'm trying to think if I do. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't have those. One time I had something that was really cool, and I don't even know. I'm not sure where I got those. I definitely bought them on sale somewhere thinking, I'll use this someday. And I did end up using it. Do you ever see the kind of, it goes at the end and it kind of like lifts away and swings back?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, the swing arms, and I had that.
It's a swing arm thing.
Well, I don't know what it's called. That's what
I called
it.
No, but it is probably
what it's called. I had those in my foyer because my husband, Kevin said, we need privacy. He wanted curtains there, and I said, I want the light in. And this was a beautiful compromise. So I made the curtains and closed them at night and then opened them during the day. And we were both happy.
Hey, Kelly, I want to go over the types of rods, but we have to do it quickly because I'm the timekeeper.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we have the track rods, and they have the pulley trees inside them.
Yeah.
And the hooks. And, you know, you don't see those very often. I'm not sure if, you know, and they're probably a little more expensive. Maybe that's something comes if a professional is coming to hang them for you. And then the good old tension rod, which you can just smoosh in pretty
much
anywhere.
Nice for a bathroom window.
Yeah, nice for a bathroom window. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been talking about longer curtains. You know, of course, there's the cafe curtains that would stop at the sill. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so different lengths. And there might be reasons why you don't do a floor length curtain. It's the functionality of the room, or maybe you have a radiator or something in the way. And, you know, that's fine, too. You just have to see what is going to make sense in your room. And one other note I would have about rods is, I've done this several times, is if you don't like the finish anymore, if you have, you know, brass and you don't want it to be brass, or you need a different color, or you want it to fade into the wall, just spray paint it.
Oh, I knew spray paint would come out of your mouth.
You can't help it. I know. It's almost like spray paint does come out of my mouth. I spray paint all the time.
Well, listen, we're going to have to end on that. And this has been really, I've learned some things. I think it's been a good discussion. But we want you to remember that we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.